Right now it's 41 degrees in Columbia. The sun is out. It's a pretty nice start to the day. 84% humidity for you. And we are off and running in our 8:35 segment called The Positive Points on Aging. And with that, we want to welcome into the program our good friend, Marsha, from over at Oakley Village. Hey, young lady.
Good morning. And I have to talk to you about venting, okay?
Sure.
Venting is a good way to keep you from suppressing some of that negative energy.
Yes.
But you know what my venting issue is?
Tell me.
Just what have I been complaining about to you for the last 2 months? Litter,
yeah. Yeah, you have. You've actually called the afternoon drive about it and everything.
Oh, this morning I was so mad because I kept looking at the litter and the trees falling down. I was like, you know, it almost looks like, you know, we could be in some type of a, I won't even call it a war zone because it's a lot worse, I know. But I'm just saying it's just really sad, you know, that the Midlands looks so dirty. So I'll continue my venting. The second thing I wanted to talk to you about was you guys talking about the show Cats.
Yes.
I am totally with you, but I really, you're the type of person I really would wish I'd been sitting next to when I saw it in Charlotte many, many years ago, because I was sitting there going, what is this all about?
Marsha, I'm telling you, I kept thinking horror stories to myself. Kevin Cohen, you're a local public figure. You're going to get kicked out of the Coger Center for laughing, and it's going to be, you know, in the newspaper and you know, local broadcaster kicked out of play. And I was laughing so hard the first act because I just, I guess that was my defense mechanism. I just didn't understand the lunacy of what I was watching.
Well, I had to fixate on this one person, this one cat, and I was just amazed at her flexibility of what she was doing like a cat does.
Yeah.
And so that's what got me through. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about was that the ongoing art show on I-26 this morning, coming into town.
The ongoing art show on I-26.
Yes.
Tell me more.
There was this train. It was about a mile long. It was sitting. It was not moving. And I've never seen a train going through Columbia that long. I mean, my God, if it was running, people would have been sitting there for an hour. But the graffiti on it was just fascinating. You know, you wonder where these artists are. How do they come out in the middle of the night? And how do they do that without getting caught?
Yeah. I mean, they tag it usually in places where there's no traffic and they can get away with it. But I mean, they're extensive with their artistry. So obviously it takes time to do that. So you're right. They're able to do that kind of stuff. I mean, it's vandalism. So I don't like to glamorize it, but it is definitely a form of art also.
But wouldn't it be great if they did more positive things on it? You know what I'm saying? Had positive messages. Because if you got to look at a train going by, you might as well look at something positive.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's reflective, I guess, of the way whomever it is that's tagging that feels about the way life is at this time.
But it was. It was interesting. See, yeah. I mean, every train had art on it. And I was like, this should be an art show because this is awesome. But anyway.
Well, Brian used to do that in the PD region. He would go and tag trains. Brian's quite a, with spray paint, he's very, very talented.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Next time I need, you know, a mural done, I'll give you a call. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
all right.
He also is very proficient in Cats. He knows he knows all the songs from Cats. Memories.
Yeah, I don't even like to hear that song anymore.
Yeah, well.
But I think what would be interesting is watching it with you, with your family, because I know how Hayden and Lainey are so into Broadway. And I thought they were probably going to string you up last night.
Well, they'd seen it already. They saw it actually in Charlotte about 2 years ago. And they said this production was better than the one in Charlotte. But Lainey said to me before the show, I can't wait to see your reaction. and I said, I mean, I'm sure I'll enjoy it. I like Broadway shows. And she goes, okay, yeah, let's just see how you feel about it. And every time she looked over me, all I did was look at her and shook my head like, I don't get it. I don't understand. But I don't want to waste our whole segment, because if we waste our segment, if we don't use it, we're going to lose it.
We're going to lose it. You got that right.
So let's do that. Tell me about what you
want to tell
it.
You about this. This is something that's very, very special to my heart and my brain. You know, my mom had Alzheimer's for 10 years.
Right.
But I tell you, this woman, she was an educator. She had traveled many places across the world, really. She was not just staying within the United States when she traveled. She was a very smart woman, and she had to work very hard at it because of her upbringing was quite different. But till her dying day, she was using her brain. She knew she had Alzheimer's. She knew that. But she would work those word puzzles, and she would... You would put a headphone on her, and she would sit there and watch documentaries. She would talk to you about it. She still was trying to write. And, in fact, about a month or so before she passed, they told me she had started playing the piano again.
Wow.
Which had been years since she had played. So what she has taught me about life is about you never give up. And it was a couple years ago, well, really about almost, I guess about 7 years now, that she gave me a book that I have followed called Aging Proof of Mind. And it helped me to start a class that I teach called Sharp Fit Brains. And I am so excited because of COVID, and we were not able to have our classes for the last 2 years, we are now going to reassemble this week at the Shepherd Center of Lexington, and not just myself, but other facilitators that have been preparing for this. We're going to be excited. It's going to be like back to school atmosphere, but it's because we're working with active seniors who don't want to give up. And, you know, my thing is stimulating your brain because, like I said, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And so what I want to talk about today, and I'm going to tell you about two places in the Midlands that people can get some really good education. Some of it's free. Some of it's very minimal. Some of them you can get through USC credits. But just to keep lifelong learning continuing, because we need it to stimulate our memory and our cognitive abilities. Because what we need to do is, and especially after COVID, where people were so isolated and, you know, watching the news and watching the COVID numbers to me was just not my idea of a good life. You know what I'm saying? It's just, but if we can continue to stimulate where our brain's visual and the attention, emotions, logic, instinct, muscles, and language centers, all of that is part of our brain operating, we'll be able to have a better lifelong learning, and our brain span will become more into lifespan because we want to keep our brains active as long as possible, right?
You know, I don't think it takes a genius to understand, Marcia, that whether you have a perfectly healthy brain or you are dealing with something like you talked about with dementia or the beginnings of Alzheimer's or whatever it is, I don't think it takes a genius to realize that the more you engage any of your muscles when it comes to physical activity, when it comes to using your brain, the better chance of not having your brain atrophy on you, not having your muscles atrophy on you, not having them stop. I mean, muscle memory matters, and the brain's a muscle.
Well, did you know that 40% of those over the age of 65 will start showing memory loss? And it's because people slow down. You know, slow down. I'm in that population. We do try to slow down. That's probably one reason why I work and I continue to work and I continue to teach classes, because I feel like it really keeps me going. But the thing is that, think about this. Anybody over the age of, I'm going to say 55, I'm going to knock it down 10 years. When was the last time that you had to study for a test?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, when was the last time that you memorized a speech? Remember when, you know, back in the day, you couldn't, you know, you could take your little index cards, but you did not have screens to help you.
No prompters, yeah.
No prompters at all. We didn't have that much use in computers. When was the last time you decided, I'm just going to take a class because I want to understand Broadway? You know, that would be perfect for you. You know, if I see a show that it's going to say, I mean, a class that's going to be understanding Broadway shows, I'm going to call Kevin Cohen.
Yeah, really.
But really, we got to think about, what are we really doing to work our brain cells? And if we're just sitting around expecting Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune to do that, I'm sorry, folks, but that's not good enough.
I think you're right. People need to understand that you got to exercise the brain. And, again, I love the way you phrase it. Use it or lose it. Sit tight. We're going to get the Fox Business Report. We'll come back. We've got Marsha Clayman Garrett with us from over at Oak Leaf Village for our positive points on aging. And we continue in moments at the point.
With Kev.
I'm Liz Clayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The situation in Ukraine continues to push crude oil prices higher. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, topped $100 a barrel again today. Russia is a major exporter of oil and gas. Russia's stock market is closed for a second day. Both Visa and MasterCard are blocking multiple Russian financial institutions from their networks. Chevron shares are higher. The oil giant is planning to buy back up to $10 billion worth of stock per year. Zoom saw its growth slow in the recent quarter, though its sales were up 21%. That is its slowest period on record. DoorDash is buying restaurant payment and services startup BeeBot. It's expected to help DoorDash and its merchants with digital ordering and payments. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
What's the real cost of senior living in the Lexington, Columbia area? When it comes to quality care, you get what you pay for. And at Oakleaf Village, Lexington, our leadership team has many years of combined experience in caring for seniors. Experience matters, and you can trust the experts at Oakleaf Village of Lexington to care for your loved one just like family, and that is priceless. Your loved one deserves exceptional care. So call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Hey, it's Jay with The Melting Pot. So this is the time of year when we try to be responsible and plan out the next 12 months.
I'm not good at it either, so let's work on this together. Go and grab your calendar, whether it's on your phone or on your refrigerator.
Find your anniversary, your best friend's birthday, your kid's birthday, your spouse's birthday, graduation day, and write in Melting Pot.
We're the premier special occasion restaurant in the Midlands, The Melting Pot.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Everyone seems to be hiring these days, but are they good jobs where there's potential for growth? What about on-the-job training and competitive wages, including health insurance and a 401k plan? Professional Printers is looking for their next star. They're a local printer with two locations, 130 employees, and a national clientele. If you've got a good attitude, want to learn some great skills, and work in a positive environment, reach out on ProPrinters.com or apply in person at 301B Greystone Boulevard.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Rex at I-26 East Peak Exit, and also Jameel at Sanders Road, Brandon Road at Princeton and Garnish Ferry at Greenlawn, Sparkleberry at Summit Center, and also Broad River at Long Creek, Broad River at Lost Creek, I-20 East from 6 to 1, still slow. Nebraska's Family Pizza serving up made-to-order pizza, wings, and famous cheese salad since 1966. Thank you for supporting small business, Nebraska's on Fort Jackson Boulevard. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Nine minutes now before 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a wonderful Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us. Really happy to bring you each and every Tuesday a feature that I'm really proud of it at the point. It's something that I take a lot of pride in having here, and that's having Marcia and Karen come in every single Tuesday morning, and they spend time with us talking all about different things when it comes to our seniors, caregivers, care receivers, all of that stuff. It's called the Positive Points on Aging, and we've got Marcia with us right now from over at Oak Leaf Village. Thank you to Oak Leaf for being our partner in this. We really greatly, greatly appreciate that. So today's topic on Positive Points on Aging, Marcia, use it or lose it.
Absolutely, and I'm going to throw a really good word out there that you and Fran will especially appreciate. Lifelong learning should be intentional.
Intentional.
Absolutely. That should be like y'all's tagline for everything.
Well, that's the money coach. He gets the credit.
Absolutely.
He gets the credit for that one.
But I want to talk about two specific places. Actually, I'm gonna throw about four of them out there, but I really want to focus on some places that people can call to sign up for classes. First of all, any senior center in your area will have classes. They have adult programs, and you need to go and ask them for the calendar. And most of those are free. Not many of them will charge you anything. Think about places like the Capitol, Laurie Center, downtown. They have wonderful educational programs and a wonderful place to be just for socialization. Hold on, I'm blanking out right here. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, then, of course, what I want to talk about also are two places. One is called the Shepherd Center. It is not associated with the Shepherd Center out of Atlanta, which I think is a rehab center.
Okay.
The Shepherd Center is a nonprofit group. They're scattered throughout the country, and they meet in sessions. Like, they might go for 6 weeks in a session, one day a week. You've got classes offered from 9 o'clock up till 1:30. It includes lunch. It includes keynote speakers at lunchtime. The class variety is amazing. There's programs on history, religion, art, crafts, crocheting, line dancing, yoga. And then, like I said, then there are classes like mine that's Sharp Fit Brains is talking about, using your brain, learning how to motivate and boost your brain. So I really encourage people to get involved in that. Now, what happens is that once the session starts, you can't start until the next session because, like I said, we are at the Shepherd Center in Lexington. We normally see 250 people sign up for our classes.
Wow.
And for 6 weeks, I know at the one in Lexington, and like I said, there's a full day of classes. By the time you get there by 9, and like I said, after your 1:30 class, you know, it's a full day. You get a great lunch, and you might pay for 6 weeks, you might pay around $45, and that includes your lunch.
That's awesome.
And it's good lunches. I have sponsors that come in and sponsor great meals. You know, I've got someone sponsoring from Sheely's. Oakleaf will do a baked spaghetti luncheon for them. So it's good meals and it's good socialization also. But you also get exercise not only for your body but for your brain. And I really encourage people that if you live in the area of Trenum Road, the one right down the street from us, there's one off of St. Andrews and there's one in Lexington. If you want any information about those programs, you can give me a call at Oakleaf, and I'd be happy to steer you into the right direction of who you need to call. The other one, of course, is another place dear to my heart. It's Lisa's Care Connection.
Sure.
Now, the goal of Lisa's Care Connection is to provide a place that caregivers can go and learn and socialize and get a break. And there are so many wonderful programs at Lisa's. Same thing. There's a lot of good topics. I know Marty does one on brain health. And then you've got people that will come in and talk about Medicare, or they'll talk about Medicaid, or they'll talk about long-term care, or they have Tai Chi classes and they have art classes. There is a room there that if you just are fed up with being a caregiver and you just need to be in a quiet place for 30 minutes, they have a Zen room that you can go sit in and that you can be left alone and totally relaxed. But there's also people there that will talk to you about, you know, your frustrations with being a caregiver. But on top of that, like I said, there's education going on at all times. And so Lisa's Care Connection is free. The people that attend it don't pay a dime, and that's what sponsors are about. You know, Lisa Gibbons does a fantastic job of really promoting it. She's done a great job in California. She's got one here. And I know that when people come and visit it and they wonder why we don't have one in Georgia, it's because, well, I guess you don't have Lisa.
Like, well, it doesn't hurt when you got someone who went to Irmo and has, you know, wanted to give back to her local community.
But what I'm saying is that there are opportunities out there and people just have to look for them. Like, I know that you were talking about your mom was going to the senior center a lot before COVID.
Right.
And a lot of people get set in their ways and they feel like, well, you know, I won't know anybody there anymore. And, you know, I would really encourage people really try to get out of that shell of your home that you've been living in for 2 years and really get out and start living again and start getting your brain stimulated to where you can enjoy life longer and be more aware. Also, when we're taking care of our bodies physically, we're going to take care of our bodies mentally, because what happens is what's good for the heart is always going to be good for the brain.
Sure.
So, you know, trying to avoid problems with our brains is something that everybody's concerned about. You know, you start losing your keys and you start forgetting about certain things. You get really nervous and you start saying, oh, no, am I in the starting stage of dementia? And you've got to understand that you can continue to work at it just like my mom did. You just got to keep at it and believe that you're going to continue to think for yourself.
Yeah, everything you're talking about, again, these are all suggestions and ideas, and they go farther than just using your brain. I mean, if you think about it, and you go to, for example, all these different senior centers you talked about, and you brought up, you know, the fact that my mom would do this. Sometimes it was brain activities, and whether it was playing bingo, or the other part about it, though, was there was the physical aspect of it. They would do exercises on one day or 2 days a week. I'm not talking about going out and lifting big weight, but I'm talking about just, you know, senior-driven exercise. And then the other thing, and maybe one of the more important things that ties into the brain and the physical, was the social aspect of being out. I mean, my God, my mother's been a prisoner in her house for a couple of years now. I can't wait for her to be able to go back to over Seven Oaks and be around people again. She made such wonderful friends. So, yeah, that's serious for sure.
Well, it gives us a goal. You know, like I said, when you sign up for something like this, it gives us a goal to say, okay, on Wednesday, I'm getting up and I'm going to the senior center because I want to learn more about whatever's going on.
Sure.
I got to tell you, one of the classes that I overheard at St. Andrews, because it was across the hall from when I was teaching over there, was one on politics. And that class was standing room only. And to hear some of the debates going on in a very healthy, comfortable way was entertaining.
I love that. That's great.
It was awesome. And so, you know, a lot of the classes are, they can't take 50 people. They might only be able to take 20. So that's what I'm saying. You need to sign up for these classes. But give me a call, anyone who needs to know more about these programs, at 803-808-3477. And I'll be happy to put you in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Good stuff. We got Your Way Home coming up with Erica and John next. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to The Point. For Brian, for Marsha, I'm Kev. Take care now.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As Russia's military slaughters civilians in his country, Ukrainian President Zelensky says there's no doubt Vladimir Putin is guilty of war crimes. As a vast Russian military convoy advances toward Kiev, correspondent Charles Deledesma says the Russians have attacked